been information overload, and so much inspiration has been gifted to me just in the last evening.
That's Leandra Gaikamangu, one of the 180 Indigenous women at the Strong Women, Strong Business Conference in Adelaide this week. Female Indigenous entrepreneurs from across the country are networking at the event, which is organised by Indigenous Business Australia. Kia Dowell is IBA's Head of Strategy and Innovation. I caught up with her today to discuss why bringing these women together is so important.
This event itself is the dream, and it's a representation of all of the feedback that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women have been talking about, certainly for the last year and a half. There were a number of consultations, and what women were telling us is that they wanted a safe space to be able to connect with like-minded women, to talk through some of the challenges and even some of the things that often don't get spoken about in the public arena. Some of the barriers to entry, some of the stereotypes, but also, really importantly, to focus on the resilience and strength that they are able to be a part of. And, being an Indigenous woman myself, I know that simply being in the room and hearing these stories of determination and aspirations and this very, very strong theme about paying it forward and really establishing a community and a movement for women today, but also for our young girls tomorrow.
Give me an idea of the scope of the kinds of businesses that are represented here.
Oh my gosh, well, we just had four incredible women speak.
I heard you had quite an emotional session this morning.
It's all emotional. I don't think you can bring this many amazing women together and not have emotion, and emotion is a funny word because it's often seen through the lens of weakness or, women get emotional. It's a very powerful experience, and vulnerability is a pretty big theme at the moment. It takes courage to enter into business. Some of our speakers that we just heard from was Gil Mailman. She was the first female electrician back in the day, and she's just spoken about the number of businesses in the ICT sector. We then had Yana Sita, who's the executive officer of Gumala, and some of the incredible work from her and the community-led approach that they're taking in the Pilbara. We have women in fashion, and I can't tell you enough. The cool thing about it is that we had over 500 applicants apply to participate. So we know the demand is there, but we also know that it's not just about bringing women together. It's also about providing those opportunities back on country and back in the regions where women are. Because at the end of the day, we know we have mothers, grandmothers, sisters, aunties, and primary caregivers as well. So it's about finding the balance.
Now, we hear so much about how to make communities work. There need to be jobs out there. That must be one of the biggest challenges of all remote communities, and how to get businesses going.
There's a number of challenges, I think. Certainly listening to the women share their stories of their own personal and professional journeys. There's a perception that there, especially in, Indigenous affairs, that there's a silver bullet almost. And we've heard terms like, deficit approach. And what's so incredible about at least the last 6 hours is there's a very consistent approach around coming from a strengths-based approach. We've heard it a lot in health, in education. But when we talk about business, oftentimes we don't look at the different layers of complexity within that. So there's challenges for anyone going into business. But when you then add the layer of being a woman, add the layer of being someone who's come through intergenerational trauma, and then on top of that also being a marginalised group within a country like Australia, we know that developing the capability and actually investing in communities to drive the outcomes that are specific to their region, and communities know their challenges intimately, but equally important to that is that they also have a pretty good idea around the solution. So it's about finding the balance, and for an organisation like IBA, it's not always going to be about IBA doing the doing. We need to understand when it's appropriate to step back. And certainly the Strong Women, Strong Business Conference is an example of the aspiration for that to be led by our women and for that to become self-sufficient.
So they go back with, I imagine, networks and support, and they can call out if they're in a remote area and find someone to help. Is there money involved as well? Is IBA able to financially support startup businesses?
Through IBA's Business Solutions program, we do have a number of products and services available. When we speak specifically about this event and what happens from here, that's really going to be explored over the next couple of days. Certainly sitting in the room and hearing from women directly about what it is that they want and need to feel fulfilled, to feel inspired, and what type of products will support them on their journey is an area that, you know, we haven't really embarked on. We're really just scratching the surface of it.
With the budget coming up next week, is there any flow on, do you think? Do you think you might capture a bit of attention?
Look, I think there's a lot of power in being able to represent the voice of marginalised groups generally. In Australia, when we speak about Indigenous women in business, it's not a new topic, but there's definitely a movement by women to say, we're here and we are ready and we're determined, you know, we're resilient, we know what we want, and we're going to get it one way or the other. We're brilliant at being creative and finding solutions. And I think when you look at the NAIDOC committee's theme for this year, Because of Her We Can, Australia, I think be prepared because there's some pretty amazing entrepreneurs out there in this space.
And we'll meet a couple more of them tomorrow. That's Kia Dahl. She's Head of Strategy and Innovation for Indigenous Business Australia. And she's speaking from the Strong Women, Strong Business Conference on at the moment in Adelaide.